Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. And a very warm welcome to the Solara Casey Starr podcast. It's great to be back with you again. And this podcast is all about manifestation. We get real, we get raw, and ridiculously magnetic. So for those of you who are new here, it's really lovely to have you here. I'm Solara. And today we are diving into something that every conscious creator bumps into at some point. And that, my friends, is the karmic echo. You know those moments when you set a powerful intention, whether it be to call in love, expand your business, step up somehow into your next level in health or whichever area of your life, and then suddenly it just feels like everything that could go wrong goes wrong. And all these old patterns begin to resurface. You might notice people showing up from your past. Your body might even react in ways that you thought that you have already healed. And from what I've learned, it's not always just a wobble. Sometimes it feels like what you want can take forever to come. Or perhaps when it finally does arrive, it feels heavy, it feels exhausting. It almost feels like what I refer to as a diseased manifestation. It's not something that's enjoyable that you were looking forward to. So it feels hard rather than a dream come true. Or maybe instead of the thing that you've asked for, you get the opposite. What is all that about? We all know how painful that can feel too. So you call in love and your loneliness intensifies. You set an intention for abundance and prosperity and an unexpected bill comes in or the bills pile up. You decide that you're ready for a life of peace and freedom and chaos finds you at every turn. And in those moments, I myself have just spiraled into so much doubt. And it is so easy to do that in those moments, just to convince yourself that the law of attraction just doesn't work. It doesn't work for you if it does work for others. Maybe that you're one of the unlucky ones who doesn't get to have what you want. Or even worse, that you're being punished by the universe in some way, like singled out by the universe, left out of the flow that everyone else seems to be able to be in and get what they want. But here's what I've discovered. So it's a slightly deeper truth. What if it's the exact opposite? What if these obstacles, these delays, these reversals, what if they are actually proof that your energy is shifting? I know it doesn't feel like it, so bear with me, I'm going to explain. The karmic echo is simply helping you to complete the cycles that can't come with you where you are going. They can't. When I called in a new level of love, instead of everything feeling rosy and connected and supportive and feeling heard and loved and cherished and wanted, I was met with every last remnant of my old attachment wounds. The fear of security, patterns of control, partners that reminded me of some of the painful experiences of one of my parents. So basically, it was echoes from the past. And at first, I would be there shaking my fist up to the universe going, "What, seriously? This is what I get for wanting something better. This is what I get for being willing to put in the work." But it was then that I realized that this wasn't actually a punishment at all. It took me a while to get there, but I did realize it wasn't a punishment. It's the karmic echo that I'm speaking about. It's kind of like the last test or the last few tests, if you like, the final kind of residue. It was all the stuff kind of surfacing so that I could meet it differently and finally start to move forward. It's a bit like the old saying, if you always do what you've always done, you're going to always get what you've always got. So there must have been something that I was doing, something that I kept repeating, which meant that I kept getting the same results. So that's why when I say something like the last test surfacing, so I could meet it differently, so I could show up differently, I could do something differently, so that I could finally move forward from it. But let's take a look, first of all, what is the karmic echo? Now, the karmic echo is not random. It's not bad luck. It's not the universe being cruel. It's the reverberation of old cycles, of old wounds, of old patterns, of old ancestral imprints, if you like, that they haven't fully closed yet, or they're coming up to be closed. And when you step into something new, those cycles echo back. And they're basically asking, like, are you ready to choose differently this time? Are you ready to see things differently? Are you ready to show up differently? Are you ready to respond from your inner power, from your sovereignty, rather than your wound? So if we think of it like the energetic residue, like you've scrubbed the surface clean, but the echo rises so that you can hear the last bit, or that you can clear the last bit out of your system. And here's where we can take it even deeper. Karmic echoes aren't always just from this lifetime. Sometimes they're ripples from previous lifetimes that still need balancing, that still need clearing, that still need healing, which can feel awfully frustrating at times, especially because we have no recollection of that past lifetime. We have no recollection of where it started. But yet the universe tracks energy across all space and time. And that's something that can be a bit mind-blowing, especially if this is a new conversation. And if you're into soul contracts and reincarnation, all of this will make sense. And it's how I've made sense of a lot of this. Because let's think about every single lifetime that I've ever lived. There would have been things that I've done which would have created effects. Some of it would be good and I'll experience the good effects from that. And some of it would be questionable and I may be experiencing the healing that needs to take place as a result. So remember, the universe tracks energy across all space and time. And this is key because it's important to know that it is not keeping score to punish you. It's not like some kind of cosmic judge, like handing out penalties left, right, and center just to single you out. It's simply the natural law of cause and effect. That we give out, what we give out, we get back. So when a karmic echo shows up in the form of a challenge, health, relationship, financial, whatever it might be, it's really a light shining on an area that we were once unconscious in our creation. And that unconsciousness, it may have happened in a past lifetime, or it may have happened here. We may not have been awake, consciously aware, shall I say, when it happened in this lifetime. And when we look at it through this kind of lens, it can actually soften the blow somewhat, because it means that the echo isn't here to punish us, thank heavens. It's here to help us move on. It's here to help us get closure. It's here to help us clear so we can up level. And then once the pattern has cleared, once we have healed, and we've integrated, we get to move through it and then onto something new. And you know, like I say, we've been unconscious, like even in this lifetime. And this is where the familiar saying is that we are unaware that we are unaware. And that's why we repeat the same cycles over and over and over. And it's only when the pain or the frustration becomes way too much that we finally wake up and we see, ah, okay, now I can see that this is a repeating pattern in my life. And that's when the game starts to change. This is the turning point. Because when we then shift into, I am now aware that I am unaware, that's when we get to effectuate real change in our experience. And that's when we step into our true point of power. And I love referring to the film Groundhog Day for this bit. If you haven't seen it, it's an old film. I highly recommend watching it, because if you feel like you are repeating patterns and cycles, it's a really great film that illustrates one small change can be the difference that makes the difference and get you out of that painful cycle. So that's why when these echoes arise, the most empowering thing that you can do is to meet it with awareness, to meet it with willingness, to meet it with the willingness to take responsibility, rather than slipping into blame, self-blame, guilt, anger. This is where we can inject consciousness into the repetitions. So how do we spot a karmic echo? And I'm sure there's loads of different ways that I haven't mentioned here. But like one of them is kind of like, it almost feels a bit like deja vu. It feels like, okay, this is happening again. It's different people, different scenarios, but the feeling's the same. So it's not just a one-off, but it's like that familiar kind of loop. And it's the same lesson, but it's a different, like I've said. So the energy of the ex, but it may be with a new name, with a new face, with a new body, but the energy feels the same. Or the boss with the same energy as your parent. Yeah, it's not your parent, it's your boss, but what you're experiencing feels the same. Or perhaps the money dramas that just keep showing up time and time again. It's different situations, but it's memories or familiarity from past experiences. Different characters, but the same storyline. And also we may notice that we have like a disproportionate emotion. So the intensity of what we're experiencing feels way bigger than the actual situation itself. And that can also be a sign that it's karmic. It's not just circumstantial. And they can show up in pretty much every area of our life. Money, like I've said, every time you save, you might notice you get an unexpected bill or something wipes it out. Or no matter how much you earn, you might end up at zero or below. In my experience, that is not random. It's an echo. It's an echo of scarcity. It's an echo of fear patterns asking to be cleared. Or it's an opportunity to up-level, like become a good money manager, heal your relationship with money, like stop repeating your parents' patterns and cycles and viewpoints on money. There's loads to that. In fact, I did do an episode a little while ago, you might want to scroll back, about clearing money patterns. And if that has spoken to you, I highly recommend going and listening to that one. But also karmic echoes can show up in love. Like I mentioned, it's shown up multiple times for me. You can keep attracting partners who just keep triggering the same emotional wound, whether it's abandonment or insecurity or control, not feeling seen, not feeling valid, not feeling heard, not feeling important, even if they look completely different on the surface. That's the karmic echo saying, like, are you ready to show up differently? Are you ready to choose differently? Are you ready to look deeper at what might really be going on here? Of course, shows up in career. You might find that you change jobs just hoping for better, hoping for a better boss, hoping for better pay, hoping for better work colleagues. But you find yourself after a period of time in the same toxic dynamics. Whether it's the lack of recognition or the same burnout cycle, again, that's the echo pointing to an unconscious pattern of yours. Could be in how you value yourself, or what boundaries you have, or people pleasing, or it could be a whole host of different things. And health. You find that you heal one layer. And just like a game of whack-a-mole, another symptom flares up in another way. And it can feel like betrayal in many respects because you've worked so hard to clear the wounds. But quite often, it is unresolved trauma that's coming up to be healed. It's not your body punishing you. You're not broken. They alert us through different symptoms to invite us to heal and to be met slightly deeper this time. So there's more to it, but I just want to recognize that if you're noticing any of these, you're not going crazy, you're not being punished, you're not failing. You're recognizing the echo. And this recognition of the echo is the first step to dissolving it. And the karmic echo is where so much of my own personal development work has lived. For me to teach this stuff, I've lived through it. I've been on my hands and knees and done all, not all of it, I'm sure I've got more to go, but done much of the messy work. And that's why I teach this work, because I've had to grow through it myself. It's, from what I've learned, it's never just about what we're seeing on the surface. We can get annoyed with our body and with the boss or whatever it might be, but it's actually something much deeper than that that's running the show. And that's why I believe shadow work is so important, because the echo drags what's hidden into the light. We've also got so many of our gifts in the light, right? So shadow work isn't just about the dark, dreary, traumatic cycles. We've got a lot of our light, but that can't come to the light until we've cleared the shadow, which is blocking the gifts from coming to the light. Of course, subconscious programming, like the echo just repeats itself. It's like an echo chamber until the nervous system feels safe enough to choose differently. And we have so many adaptive patterns. So when we experience pain, and quite often a lot of it starts in early life, we learn to adapt. We build traits or coping mechanisms and identities that actually help us survive the painful experience. And at the time, these adaptations, of course, they're great because they help us survive, they keep us safe. But of course, years later, those same protectors, they often end up sabotaging our freedom. They sabotage our joy, our success, and chaos. It just feels so familiar. So even though there's parts of us that want to break free, of course, the familiarity is what our nervous system knows as safe, even though it's not, even though there's something much better available to us. So part of us just keeps unconsciously creating these same painful patterns and cycles, even when we crave peace. And a lot of this is to do with nervous system wiring. So if your nervous system is wired for survival, it's going to keep choosing survival. Even if consciously you're asking for that deeper level of love, that deeper level of success and health and abundance. Rewiring over time, it creates safety for your growth, safety for your expansion, so that you can hold what you are calling into your reality. Otherwise, if you call it in too soon and your nervous system isn't wired for it, you're going to sabotage it. It's going to be a diseased manifestation, as I call it. And then we've already touched on this a little bit, like soul contracts and past lifetimes. I love these conversations. Sometimes the karmic echoes, they're not just about this lifetime. I believe on a soul level, we carry agreements across all lifetimes, contracts with people or lessons that we choose to master. And I don't think you need to fully grasp reincarnation to understand this, although it might be of interest to you. It's a concept that has helped me. Not everything that you're experiencing started with you either. Like some of it are even inherited. They are carried ancestrally, if you like, and passed down from great grandparents to parents to us. Patterns of emotions, patterns of beliefs, ways of showing up, even long before this version of you was even born. You know, which means that when we are doing the healing work here and now, we're not just breaking free for ourselves, we're completing a much bigger cycle. So the question is, how on earth do we move through these karmic echoes? You're like, I get it. How do I move through it? And it's different strokes for different folks. So I can kind of give a bit of a rough overview. If you feel like you would want deeper help, I'm always open to having a conversation to see if my one-to-one coaching would help you. Or if I don't feel I can help, I'm happy to point you in the right direction. But the first thing, number one, is to spot the cycle. So the first step is not to react differently, because that might not feel achievable to start with. But it is to notice the pattern. It is to notice when the echo hits. Like, okay, is this a familiar feeling? Where have I felt this before in my life? And you can trace it back to other times when the same emotional charge was there for you. And when you know that it's not random, it's repetition, this is when your awareness begins to interrupt it. And then number two, you can ask the deeper question. So once you see the cycle, you can then say, okay, well, what is this showing me about the loop that I'm here to close? What is this showing me about how I am interacting with these patterns and cycles? And when we shift from why me and blame or feeling of punishment, and we step into a space of curiosity, the echo becomes information. And it points directly at a wound, at a belief, or a karmic contract that we're ready to dissolve. It's not always easy to try and figure this stuff out for ourselves. That's why I'm a great fan of reaching out to a trusted friend, family member, coach, counselor, somebody that can help you see more objectively. Because sometimes when we're in the emotion of something, it can actually be really tricky. So the number three is all about shifting the lens. You are not who you used to be. Though it does sometimes take deeper work to feel that, because your nervous system is still wired to keep you safe. You're not that person anymore, so you no longer need that wiring. So moving through an echo means choosing to see the challenge through a new lens. And if needed, like I said, seek support to heal the wound behind it. And yeah, that could be shadow work, nervous system integration or healing, or other energetic practices. I mean, could be cord cutting or timeline work, or I'm a great fan of compassionate inquiry or internal family systems. There's loads out there. And when you ask, right, how can I heal this? That's asking the right question, because the universe will bring you the exact modality and the person that can help you to do that. Now, the next part is so important. It's about getting clear on who you are beyond the pattern, who you are becoming. And this is where real breakthrough work takes place. So get as clear as you can on the person you are beyond it. And you can visualize yourself as the version of you who has already changed the pattern, who has already changed the cycle, and what life feels like without that pattern running in the background, without the feelings that come with the pattern that is running in the background. And as the saying goes, like, what we can conceive, we can achieve, but we need to have somewhere that we're pointing this arrow. We need to know why we're doing the work. We can't just stay perpetually in the healing cycle. We need to know what is beyond that and become clear of what is beyond that. Because when you perceive yourself differently, you start to become that version of you. So when you do this work, like spotting patterns, inquiring about them, shifting and envisioning a different version of you, the karmic echo, it starts to weaken. It starts to loosen its grip. So it starts to dissolve, and you create the space to then step into an entirely new level of your being. And that's exciting. It means that you're not powerless. You're not being punished. You're just being called for your own deepening of your journey. So remember, when obstacles show up, it doesn't mean you're failing. You're not being punished. Most of the time, it means you're standing at the threshold of some very important and powerful transformation. So the karmic echo isn't the block. It's the bridge. It's the final reverberation of an old pattern rising so that you can step into something new. Every repeated trigger, every repeated feeling of deja vu, every familiar storyline is your soul saying, okay, we've done this dance enough. It's time now. It's time to move on. And when you meet this echo with this awareness, you will shift from repeating to completing. You stop being an unconscious participant and you step into your authorship of your next chapter. And this is the real power. This is recognizing that you are not a failure, that you're not weak, that you're not broken, you're not unlucky, it's not too late. You're being invited to graduate, and that's so exciting, to become a version of you that is finally free. So, my lovely ones, if you're in the middle of a karmic echo right now, you don't have to walk through it alone. This is the exact work that I do with my clients, but there's many coaches or mentors like me out there that can help you untangle the loops, that can help you heal the deeper wounds and step into the version of yourself that can hold the life that you're calling in. Is it going to be easy? No, that's not me being negative. That's me being truthful. But it's not easy staying where you are either. So it's a case of choosing your heart. And there are some other steps that you can take alongside that. So I always believe that cord cutting meditations work. I love cord cutting meditations. I recorded one years ago on Insight Timer. It's actually one of my most popular ones. And this helps to sever and release energetic ties that can keep the karmic echoes looping. And it severs everything that you have already cleared, which is great. And if there's still more to clear, there's definitely still going to be work to do, of course, but it takes the intensity out because you cleared a lot of the stuff from the cords that are making the situations feel more painful or making you feel like you haven't got the strength. And if we don't cut these cords, we just feel like we're like an elastic band. We just keep pinging back to these old loops all the time. So hop over to Insight Timer. We'll put the link in the show notes. There's quite a few meditations on there. Look out for the cord cutting one. And then after that, if you feel called to take a deeper dive into the version of you that you are becoming, that's when you can do the timeline activation meditation. So you can start connecting with your future self, becoming familiar with that version of you who has already moved beyond these patterns and cycles and is living life on the next level in more alignment. Because once you perceive that version of you, you're going to begin to become that version of you. So like I say, they're going to be in the show notes. And also, if you want to reach out and you think, you know, just wouldn't mind just a little chat really about what my next steps are, I'm happy to do a free consult. I do have a bit of a waiting list just for transparency in my coaching. If it's just a one-off session, I don't normally do one-offs, but if it's something that you feel would be beneficial, we can talk about that too. I like to go on a slightly deeper dive, and there's good reasons for that. It's because I like to get the roots out rather than just kind of taking the top off. Like if you imagine a weed in a garden, if you just snip the top off, that weed just grows back. So if this episode has spoken to you, please share it with somebody who might be caught in their own karmic echoes at the moment. It's really important that we help each other. It may not align with them, and that's okay. But if you feel it might, then it's worth just sending the link over. Ask them for permission first, of course. Because sometimes it's not just naming what's happened. It's just naming it can be a massive help, but then taking action to help shift it as well. So thanks again for tuning in. Remember, you're not being punished. The echo is here to prepare you to dissolve the old and make way for the new. So every echo that you can meet with awareness, because it is a graduation to your next level. It's a doorway to your freedom. And just by listening to the end of this episode shows that you're willing to show up, you're willing to do the work, you are rising, and you are so much freer than you realize too. Anyway, until next time, take care. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at Solara Star. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching at solarastar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.